Welcome to an incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, Associate Pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Today we're going to be in Matthew 22. The title of the message is Love God and Love People. We're going to jump straight into it. I believe that God has a desire for us to grow in our love for him. Today, we have an opportunity to grow in our love for him, and every day, we have an opportunity to grow in our love for God. And in Matthew 22, we come across a man who was a lawyer, and he has, you know, he's asking God a question, or he's asking Jesus a question. You know, there are a lot of things that are important, in, you know, to certain individuals, but the things that are important to God, I would say, are the things that matter most. And there are also things that are most important to God. And I think that this is what this lawyer is getting at, is he's asking Jesus, what commandment is the greatest in the law? Now, honestly, he was really asking this question because he was trying to trip Jesus up. He's trying to catch him in a trap. You know, they have been, you know, doing this, you know, all through the Gospels up until the point where he gets arrested. And, he asked Jesus this question. And so Jesus responds, Matthew 22, verse 37. This is what Jesus says. He says, "You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." 38. This is the first great commandment. He says the first. He asked him what the greatest commandment was, but he gives him two. And he says, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Jesus tells the lawyer that the greatest commandment, the thing that is most important to God, one of the things that are most important to him, is that we love God with all of our heart, soul, and our mind, and our strength. And then he says that there's another commandment that's also similar, that's important, that's the greatest. And he says, to love your neighbor as yourself. And I thought, you know, I still find it interesting that Jesus says that all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. On these two commandments, all of the law, all of the Old Testament, I would say that the word of God essentially boils down to these two commandments. These two things that are important to God, to love him and to love people. I believe that this is what God truly cares about. As believers, this is what we're called to do, to love God and love people. And so today I want to take a deeper dive into what it means to love God and what it means to love people. Because I believe that this is not something that you arrive at. Like, I don't know that anybody has arrived at loving God, you know, fully. There's definitely people who are further along than us. And there are people, you know, who are really good at loving others. But I believe this is a lifelong journey of us growing in God's love and growing in our love for people. And as this is the greatest thing that Jesus says, the greatest commandment. So, and to do that, we're going to look more into the meaning of love. You know, I always imagine, I remember being in Bible college and watching people worship. And I was like, man, they love God so much. You know, in my mind, I just thought, like, I need to be more like them. You know, so I need to worship like them. Or, man, the way that she prays, man, they love God so much. In my mind, that's how I defined it. But that's not the way that God defines it. The world, according to Google, defines love as an intense feeling or deep affection or a great interest and pleasure in something. Not a bad description, but not what Jesus is talking about. And so to get a deeper understanding, a better understanding, let's say that, of God's love, of this love that Jesus is talking about, I want to look at God's love for us because I think that that is the best definition of what Jesus is talking about. So for the sake of time, we're going to look at one scripture, one that we all know too well, and that is John 3:16. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. There are many things we can pull. No doubt, if Pastor Ron was preaching this message, he'd come up with three other things, you know, on God's love. Because I believe that there are many characteristics of God's love, but I want to just focus on three. And not because it's only three, and not because these are the main three, but I think that these three that I want to point out, I think better, it goes in line with what we're talking about today. And so, first is the first thing that we see in John 3:16 about love and about his love is that love is shown. Love is shown. It says that God so loved the world that word that implies that he made a decision. God, because he loves you, he decided. He made a decision. He made a choice. His love was shown and his love was seen. As the Word of God tells us that God has showed us his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It is shown. And love is seen. It's shown. I was thinking, if I love somebody, but when the time came for me to do something whenever it was really needed and I didn't do anything, did I really love them? You know, love moves us to action. It's seen. It's shown. You can tell if somebody loves you. You can tell. And if you can't tell, then there should be some questions there. God, there is no question about God's love for us because he showed it. Amen. Secondly, in this verse, we see that love is sacrificial. Love is sacrificial. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He gave. He made a decision, and his decision was that he was going to give something that was dear to him, and he gave it away to you and me. He gave it. Jesus gave up his life because of his love for you. Love is sacrificial. Love doesn't just focus on myself. It's not about what I can get. If I say I love my wife and I'm only focused on what I can get, then my love is pretty shallow. It's more focused on me than it is about my love is not very deep. Love is sacrificial. It is giving something up for somebody else. It is laying down our life like Jesus did. No greater love than this than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. Sacrificial love. That's what we see. So love is shown, love is sacrificial, and number three, love is steadfast. Love is steadfast. Love is consistent. It is committed. God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Everlasting life. God is eternally committed to you. He is eternally committed to his love for you. He's not giving up on you. Thank the Lord that he don't give up on us. Love, true love is steadfast and it's committed and it does not give up. It's faithful like God is. It's committed. And so those are three things that we see in John 3:16 about God's love, is that love is shown, love is sacrificial, and love is steadfast. 1 John 4:19 says this, that we love him because he first loved us. Because God loves us, our response is that we love God, or at least that is the proper response. Because God loves us, we should love him back. And so now we get to loving God. How do we do that? Again, many people imagine that somebody, you look at people, man, they love God. Or people may say, I really love God. But what is our measuring stick for how much we love God? Or what is our measuring stick when we say that somebody else really loves God? Well, Jesus gives us that. John 14, verse 21, he says that whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. That's pretty clear. Is that he says that the one who has my commands and then keeps them. To say that you have his commands means that you seek it out. That we, if we have his commands and we keep them, that's how we show that we love God. To love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength is to obey his word. By treasuring his word in our heart and hiding it so that we can do what pleases him. Doing this shows that we truly love him. And so understanding that, it also means that we can grow in God's love. Understanding what Jesus said, we can grow in his love. We can continue to grow in his love continually. And I want to point out three ways we can grow in God's love according to what Jesus said. First is that we choose God's word. We grow in God's love when we choose God's word. Every day we have an opportunity to choose God's word. We have an opportunity to choose to read God's word and to digest it, get it in our hearts, and to meditate on it, and then to act on it. We have an opportunity to choose. Remember, love is a choice. Love is shown. We show our love for God whenever we choose to go to his word and look to obey it. That shows that we truly love God when we're looking to please God in our life. Secondly, is we can grow in God's love when we allow ourselves to be changed by God's word. Why? Because we choose whether we're going to change or not. We have that choice. God is always wanting to change something in our life. The question is, are we going to allow him? Are we going to allow God to change? You know, there are parts of our life that would say, hey, God, you can have this, but what about the areas that we don't want God to touch? Or maybe the areas that we are, where we have blind spots in, that God is trying to speak to us. It's an opportunity for God to change us, but it only happens if we yield. We have to yield to his word. We have to yield to him. And when we yield, it's showing that, God, I love you more than I love myself. God, I love you more than I love this, more than I love that. I want to be changed by his word. Because remember, love is sacrificial. It requires sacrificing our ego, sacrificing our pride in order for God to change our heart. Amen? Man, that deserves a good amen right there. It really does, because it shows our love for God when we allow ourselves to be changed, because we have to allow it. And then thirdly, we can grow in our love for God when we are committed to his word. When we commit ourselves to his word. Ultimately, we have to choose whether we're going to trust God. He is eternally committed in his love for you. There are moments in our life when difficulty or even temptation comes, and it's our opportunity to choose whether we are going to remain committed to his word. We choose to be faithful to God and his word. His promises are yes and amen, and he is faithful to us. Love is steadfast. And when we are committed to pleasing God and we're committed to doing what he says, it's an attitude of our heart. You know what I'm saying? An attitude of your heart that is, I want to be committed to God's word. I want to do what pleases him. I don't want to break fellowship with God. I want to be pleasing to him with my life. It's an attitude of the heart to be committed to God, to be committed to God's word, just like he's committed to you. So we choose to obey God. When we choose to obey God, then we show that we truly love him. When we choose to obey his commandments. But Jesus says that there is one commandment. There is one commandment that he speaks about that I believe is most important to him. John 15:12 says, this is my commandment. He says, if you obey my commands, it shows that you truly love me. He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And this, I believe, is when our love for God really hits, is the rubber to the road, is how we love other people. The command that God wants us, that Jesus left us with, is loving other people. And of course, there are other things that are important. But again, I believe that just everything that Jesus talked about and that God talks about fits under these two umbrellas. We show our love for God when we choose to love other people. And God's love causes us to want to love him back. And when God's love matures in us, then we love other people. We grow in our love for other people. Because I believe that Godly truly cares about how you treat other people. I think he really cares. I think God cares about how we treat other people. Not just with our words and what we do, but I think also in our thoughts, in our heart, in our attitude. He cares. You know, if I care about how my girls treat, how they treat one another, no doubt God cares about how we treat one another. We are all created in the image of God. And when we devalue somebody else, we're devaluing the image of God in somebody else. I think that that is accurate. And God cares. He deeply cares about you. But he also cares just as much as other people. He deeply cares. And whenever we hurt, God hurts. And when we hurt other people, God hurts. And I believe that we make him sad whenever we treat people wrong. Because he loves you. No matter what, he treats you right. He treats you well. And he expects us to treat other people the same way. Jesus says to love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 7:12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 is a perfect picture of how we love other people. Because the fact is that we want people to be patient with us. We want people to be kind to us. We want people to be happy for us. We want people to be humble around us. We want them to honor us when it's time. We want people to be helpful. We want people to not be quick to anger with us. We want people to show patience. We want people to be forgiving and to rejoice with us, to be truthful to us in love, to protect us, to trust, to hope with us, and to be faithful to us. That's what we want. We want people to treat us that way. Jesus is saying is that if that's what we want, we should do the same thing to other people. You know, it's funny because I think at times we treat our coworkers better than we treat our family at times. We treat strangers better than we treat people in our own family. And it's something, it shows our area for growth in God's love. That we love people by treating them the way that Jesus treats us. And it does require a lot of sacrifice, because the minute that somebody pushes your button, immediately we're going to want to respond. But we know that our love for God is growing whenever we can push the pause button and choose to respond another way. That is godliness. That is God's love in us. I believe that the measure of our love for God is shown in how we treat other people. The measure of our love for God is shown in how we treat other people. How we treat other people shows the measure of God's love in us. It's not just about what we know. It's not just about how good we can pray or how good we can do these things. It's about That's where the rubber meets the road, is how do I treat other people? And I believe that when we grow in God's love, we grow in our ability to treat people how we want to be treated. And that, to me, makes God happy. That right there pleases God. And I believe that it pleases him according to what Jesus said. And so the question is, how much do you love God? How much do you love God? The answer is found in how you treat other people. How you treat your spouse, how you treat your kids, how you treat your family members, how you treat your coworkers, your friends. And no doubt, every person, every one of us have room to grow. We have room to grow in God's love, and that's the beauty of it, is that when we grow in our ability to love other people, we know that we're directly growing in our love for God. Amen? So a few takeaways for today. Number one is, God, I believe, is wanting to encourage us to grow in our love for him. Let us be committed in growing in our love for God. The greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Let us fill ourselves with the love of God. And we do that through God's word. Every day we have an opportunity to choose his word. And that's how we fill ourselves with God's love, is by his word. We get it. We have opportunity to choose his word and to be changed by his word. Remember, only we have the choice on whether we're going to be changed by God or not, or whether we're going to change or not. God is always seeking to change us. He's always looking for, there's always something that he wants to see change in us, but it's our decision, because love is sacrificial. We have to sacrifice our ego and our pride to allow God's word in us and to change us. And we grow in God's love when we choose to be committed to his word. It's an attitude of the heart. Humbling ourselves and a decision that we are going to be committed to God's word. In doing so, when we get in God's word, it's an opportunity to commune with him, to commune with God. So let us grow in our love for God. Secondly, grow in your love for people. Let me encourage you to grow in your love for people. Let us be mindful about how we treat other people. And I think that whenever we are conscious of that, we'll discover things that we can do better. We'll discover areas where we say, you know what? You know, I think I need to grow in this area. No doubt. It doesn't matter who we are. I think every one of us, even the Apostle Paul, I'm sure he knew that there are areas that he could grow in his love. Definitely Peter. He definitely showed that, but also us. Let us be mindful about growing in our love for people. And I believe that the more that we fill ourselves with God's word, we're going to want to treat people even better. Today, my love for God has grown over the last 10 years. I still remember 10 years ago where I didn't say it with my words, but I didn't wish the best for my stepdad. I did not. Today, man, I'm actually trying to find him, because I don't want to see him rot in hell. I don't want to see that. I want to see him born again. But that is a testament of God's love in me. And he's changed me over the years. Hopefully, over 10 years, I've changed. But it goes to show that there are areas in our life where we can grow. Let us grow in our love for God. And number three, let us remember that your love for God is reflected in how you treat other people. Your love for God is reflected in how you treat other people. And it is an opportunity for us to measure ourselves, to look at ourselves, engage ourselves, to say, man, I think I can grow here. And look, every one of us wants to grow. Every one of us wants to be more successful, especially in the area when it comes to loving God more because he loved us so much. He showed his love to us. He gave up himself. He wasn't focused on himself, and he's eternally committed to you. Our response is to want to grow in our love for him, and it's directly tied in how we treat other people. And if we can remember that, I believe that every day we'll take another step in our love for him. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I just thank you, God, for your love, God, that you showed on the cross for us, Lord, when you gave your son, God, to die in our place. And God, you, Jesus, you're in heaven, God, preparing a place for us now, God. I thank you, Lord, that you are eternally committed to us. And Lord God, I pray that today our desire is to grow in our love for you. And Jesus, you showed us how we can do that, and that is how we treat other people. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would show us, God, where we can grow in our love for you. God, that we can, God, grow in our love for people. And God, I pray that we would, God, we would sacrifice our ego, and we would sacrifice our pride, put it aside in order, God, to love people like you love us. And God, in doing so, Lord, I pray that just as you have changed us, Lord, I pray that your love in us would change other people. God, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this dynamic message from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.